It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flamm. He's in the building. What's up, Hat Two Page Picker? Here on 720 WGN, this segment sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here.
At DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. This is our segment we do every week where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk.
Yep.
It's a simple process. You got something you think it's worth something, Greg will tell you.
That's right.
And if you have something you want to brag about, I'll give away a pizza. It's the best brag.
It's got to be
Chicago
good.
Brag. I had someone, I got to think about this memory. This week, someone bragged to me about something they had that I was like, it's not swap meet time, but thank you. Like, just, I'm not just walking around with pizzas in my jacket.
Yeah, gift cards, right?
Exactly. Good to see you. How are you? So what's going on? So how has the garage sale season?
Great.
Is this a good, strong garage season so far?
Yeah, peak season now peak until season. Labor Day, maybe later. I wanted to see just on the gsaler.com app, I wanted to just glance to see how many garage sales there were in the area, and it was in like the hundreds. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, and the best are the subdivision sales. You can knock out, 10, 12 in one subdivision, go to the next one. This week, I know there's a lot of subdivision sales in Naperville, Aurora. There's sales all over. Just get the gsaler.com app.
I love it. Yep. Gsaler.
Free app.
Free app, good. I don't know if I'm going to be dropping $2.99.
Yeah, I know, $4.99 for that. Just, look in the paper.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For the sales, right?
Right. 312-981-7200, the phone number. We'll get you lined up right now. You can text, you can call, and again, the best brag's going to win a pizza tonight. Greg, what do you got? Do you bring good stuff in for us each week for the final spot here in the download?
Yeah,
what do
you got? Got some good stuff. I realized over the last 2 years, I have never brought in pennants, so I brought in five or six pennants. My favorite, this one I just got last week, actually, is the Museum of Science and Industry with the U505 sub. And oddly enough, there's only one on eBay right now. So
it's a green guy.
It's got, it's silk screen printed. It's got U.S. Navy captured German submarine, U505, June 4, 1944. And,
Pennants.
My memory and my education of this was so wrong. I really thought that they found the sub originally in Lake Michigan. And turns out, that is not the case.
Turns out that's not the case.
But they did cross Lakeshore Drive with it.
Yeah, so and they had the great story that they had to build around it or whatever to get it in
there.
But the pennants, man, I just had a flashback to my room as a kid.
Yeah.
And there was a time where I was trying to collect all the pennants from all of the baseball teams, all the 80s baseball teams.
And I'll let you say that I am hanging on to this one, my Montreal Expo one. And because obviously they're no longer, so this should only go up in value. I do have a Bulls Eastern Championship, which is probably out of all these the most valued one. It's about a $20 pennant for this one.
And that's from just says
and
champion.
I don't know what year. It's just says Eastern Conference. So,
it could have been when they were losing to the Pistons.
And, I got my Bears, and then I'm not really a soccer guy, but I loved the Chicago Sting when they were out as a kid. I just loved their logo, the yellow and black.
Yeah, look
so
at that.
So I did find a really cool Chicago Sting one, and I've had these for years. I just don't know why I've never brought them into the download, so I'm sharing that.
And then how many of you have that are the ends are folded and ruined like I had?
That's the thing. If there are tack holes, that devalues it. A lot of what people put pictures of, if you're selling a pennant online, you want to hold it by the end and take a picture because people want to know if it's still stiff or is it drooping a lot. And
mine are both droopy and tack holes.
Yeah, so maybe missing the corner as well.
And I just need to go back. If there was a time machine, I would go back in time, not to solve the world's problems, but to tell myself when I was 8 to stop messing around with the corners of the pennant.
Yeah, and your posters, put them in frames. Don't tack the corners,
You do not want this pennant to go droopy,
right,
young Justin?
I have to go.
Yeah.
Well, we have some good stuff because we were just talking about someone 630 had a good picture of Michael Jordan shirtless in Elmhurst College. That's always a good one.
Yep.
And then also Patty, such an amazing story about how Scottie Pippen wanted a waitress to sign a menu for him. So hopefully we'll get some good bulls tonight in the 20th anniversary of the last championship. 312-981-7200. Someone asked, can you please repeat the garage sale web address?
Okay, if you just go on your app store, it's spelled G-S-A-L-R, and that's the way it's spelled, gsailor.com, skip the E. And it's a free app. If you just punch in even garage sales on any of the apps, that gsailor app should come up.
Okay.
One or two.
All right.
And it will give you directions to there. It will give you like kind of what's in the sale, the times, everything like that. And I want to give a tip, too, to people who are doing a garage sale. Don't bother writing your address on the sign. People are going 20, 25 miles an hour past the sign. They can't read the address. Right. The best thing to do is just put a big arrow. And then if whenever that next turn is, put another arrow. That is like the best way to direct people to your
sale. It's like the billboards on the Kennedy. All right, I know you can do them electronic now, digital, but you don't need to write a paragraph on that thing.
Yeah, and if you have that app, of course, that will GPS you to them, so that's cool, too.
There you go. All right, so 773 says, one last swap. Are we ready to rock?
Let's do it.
All right, I have the full Megazord collection from Caillou Ranger. It's the Japanese Power Rangers.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is and what that means, but I guess that's the Power Rangers we know, the cartoons.
Yeah, I don't know the year that was, but almost all of that Megazord, Dragonzord stuff, you know, like pre-97, is huge money. I mean, I have a friend at Palatine Wolf's Flea Market that just sold one for, I think, $180 in the package, like almost brand new.
Was it just a figure?
And it was just a Megazord. You know, it's just kind of a Transformer type, you know, figure from, and it's also associated with Power Rangers that they made, you know, Dragonzord, Megazord. And I'm not a big fan of it, so I can't go on too much with the names of them. But if you have any of that Power Rangers, Megazord, Transformer stuff, especially from pre-95, pre-90, it's really big money.
They give us a little bit more. They said it's never released. It was it was never released in the U.S.
Wow, even better. Mm.
319 says, I've got a signed Greg Maddux rookie card.
Hmm. I'd have to look
Greg that up. Maddux rookie card. Now, that would be, of course, with the Cubs. That's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets close to good, they're like, you got to go. It's the old way of the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, his rookie year with the Chicago Cubs, Greg Maddux signing a... Now, Patty blew my mind. Somebody signed it. Maybe it wasn't going to be in the
that's
presence
the problem,
of Greg
Maddux. Yeah, that's why those authenticators have jobs.
Yeah, right. So, Greg Maddux, rookie card for the Chicago Cubs.
Let's see. Rookie card's kind of hard here. A baseball's like one for $400. I forgot to throw a rookie in here. Let me do that. But, so hundreds of dollars. And rookie, let's see.
Pete, when was Maddux? I remember Maddux, obviously the 89 season and him diving in the no lights season.
86, I think he was a 20-year-old rookie.
Bright-eyed.
Yeah.
Bushy-tailed.
I was just going to say, Greg Maddux is one of those guys, you know, I loved as, you know, the Cub. And then, you know, he went on to all his great success with the Braves for all those years. And they came back, you know, for a year or two with the Cubs. And, like, you know, the Cubs pretend like all those years in Atlanta never happened. Like, he really wasn't his Hall of Fame self.
That was when he was pitching in 87 that changed the game.
Oddly, a signed rookie card is only about $70, $80. Mm. So that's kind of surprising.
35 cents and you got gum out of it too. You got gum out of the deal too. So that works out.
Yeah,
Greg Flamm is here. Yeah, right. He's here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? It's swap meet. Stay with us.
Infected. Yeah, infected. That would be a new story. Yeah,
that would be. Zika style. I was looking at an old carryout from this week, and I think it was from last year or the year before, and it was all about Zika. The Zika virus. Yep. That's 2016. It was before the... I was going to do a thing where I read old carryouts from June 14th, 2016. And I got bored with it. But I realized jokes weren't that great. But
now you say Zika and you're thinking of like an alcoholic drink.
Yeah. So. It was right before the Rio Olympics in 2016. Yep. There was like three or four
South
Zika.
South Park did an episode on it. Yeah.
There you go. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. It's Swap Meet. Excited to evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. 630 says, I got an autographed 1945 World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers signed baseball from the whole team, signed in person. I met them at their hotel restaurant.
1945.
World Series champion LA Dodgers.
Wow.
Met them at their hotel restaurant. I mean, a baseball team is like 35 people.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
So 35 people are hanging out at the hotel restaurant like, I'll have a BLT. Yeah. I'll have some scrambled eggs. In 1945?
I'd be more apt to believe a 1945 team would actually sign it than, like, today.
Yeah, right.
You know,
they're
you would think it'd be more auto pen.
Right.
But, yeah, it looks like that year, team sign went for about $590, it looks like. So that's pretty good.
Wow. Let's keep going here. 773 says, send us a picture, too, of classic lawn darts.
Awesome.
Classic.
Love
classic,
it.
Classic lawn darts. These are great. These are... These are a black market, man. You get caught with these in your car. It's Scottie Pippen time.
Yeah, and you know, I can tell you right now, if you look on eBay, there people are selling the empty boxes because you cannot sell the darts. So the like people will list it as empty box, but they're really sending the darts with it. That's how they're getting around it.
Yeah, right.
And they're going for anywhere from $100 to $400, depending which brand you have.
That's hilarious.
And it's crazy, yeah.
It says at the bottom, warning, not a toy for use for children, mm-hmm. may cause serious or fatal injury. Read instructions carefully.
Yep.
Keep out of reach of children.
Yeah, they were...
at least they had their bases covered.
Yeah, they're a dangerous toy early on.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. Let's see here. We've got a very heavy dark square oak table with four built-in beverage/mug holders, one on each side. Think of it like a tavern table.
Yeah.
Are those going for anything? Are those hard to... I mean, it's hard with furniture because...
Yeah, it is.
You have to be... there's... A lot of this stuff is based on the brand and the understanding of what it was, and it's appreciated over time.
Right.
When you just start talking about a table, it's hard, right? I've noticed through swap meet time that that's hard.
Yeah, there's condition issues. There's, you know, the brand, if there is a brand, or is it just homemade, or someone, you know, just one-off thing.
Right.
But yeah, if you want to send it to the Facebook page, I'll be happy to research that for you.
And look at this. 847 is also questioning the validity of that 1945 ball. The Dodgers' first year in L.A., 1958.
There we go.
So there you go. So
45. That's why I kind of asked. Like,
would it be the Brooklyn Dodgers at that time, 1945? Is that what they mean?
Yeah, maybe that's what they meant.
Yeah. Mary Ellen is on the line. Mary Ellen, what do you want to brag about?
I have it's a booklet of, like, Duke. It says, the Elvis Presley album of jukebox favorites. It's sheet music for, like, 12 songs put together in a booklet with some very interesting photographs that I've never seen before. There's Elvis water skiing and with band members, and there's a photograph of his parents and one of his Cadillacs, and it's... Some of these songs are I Forgot to Remember to Forget, okay. I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone, things that I've never heard of. So I have the cover has fallen off. It is from 1956, and it was published somewhere in New York, Hill & Range Sons Publishing Company in New York City in 1956.
Okay. All right, thank you there. What do you think? Mary Ellen's got a booklet of Elvis songs from the 50s without the cover.
Yeah, that's...
you still have the cover?
It's
just
falling
as...
apart.
Oh, yeah. Well, which is
it
what
is
it's supposed
cover,
to
though.
Do. It's supposed to do that. You know, that's what the idea of a 60-plus-year-old thing, but...
Yeah, I'm not finding that, but just typical Elvis sheet music, anywhere from $10 to $20 per song of the sheet music. But that booklet, it's very rare, so if you do sell it, make sure you do an auction.
And use duct tape.
Okay.
You got duct tape inside to keep that
right.
cover on it.
The Justin Kaufman now.
Yeah, put some glue on that thing. Thanks, Mary.
Okay, thank
that's
you
a good
very
find,
much.
Though. Thanks.
That's a good find. 312-981-7200. I've got... let's see. Autographed a card of Aaron 612 says, I have an autographed card of Rokans from late 90s. Awesome. More importantly, if you have not seen the late 90s Rokan headshot, it is a sight to be seen.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's a leather jacket. It's Bad Boys of Radio kind of vibe. He's got like his hair is feathered and back.
I was gonna say how high is that?
Looks good. It looks good. He's got the leather jacket. It's just sort of like cool.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at WLS, so they had a hallway of, you know, various, you know, row and, you know, posters everywhere. And I forgot that there was one with Roe and Bill Leff.
Oh, yeah,
and I forgot that they were partners for a while.
Right. Yeah, that's a good look, man. I saw it. I forgot where I saw the it might have been in one of our cabinets cleaning out, but the Rokon headshot.
Nice.
There's all sorts. It's really fun. We should give you we'll walk in there in the break. There's a bunch of old headshots that have been found of a lot of the morning show people, Cochran, nice. Andrea, yeah. A lot of people down the line. It's really fun to look at what they look like.
Nice.
What looked to be the
90s. Yeah, if I saw this at sales, I would grab them.
You grab them?
Yep.
All right. 312-981-7200. 773 says the 1945 World Series was the Cubs versus the Tigers. What's going on? Maybe it was a 54 or 45. Yeah. Like, because they said 1945, maybe they meant 54. So
I was thinking 59 was the Sox, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So I thought
this turned from swap meet to mystery.
Right.
Hour mystery here swap on the download. 312-981-7200. We got some more to get through. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. Our last swap meet in the download time slot before we both move from the tower, but also the end of the download as we know it, as we've been saying tonight. This is our final show as we are moving to the Cochran Show permanently coming up on Monday. Greg Flamm is here. We'll take a quick break and we'll continue. Stay with us.
It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flamm.
Second half.
There we go. At DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, here every week, Wednesdays and Thursdays. Of course, the download ending tonight. Greg will be making the trek to mornings to join us in the Steve Cochran Show, working out the times.
Yep. It'll be fun.
We got to work out, Greg's sleep schedule. We've got to figure out.
Garage sale schedule.
Right. Yeah. Your garage sale schedule. I don't want you to have to get out of line at an estate sale.
Monday through Wednesday, preferably. Thursday, Friday's peak day. But whatever you need.
We're going to call you on the bat phone.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the swap meet phone. Like, we need you now. And you'll be like great. Third in the estate sale line. You'll be like, I can't. Right. There's so many lunch boxes in there I want to get at.
That's right. So many toys.
So many toys. 312-981-7200. And we're going to be going out to Wolf's Flea Market, which this segment is sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. Mm-hmm. Sometime in the next couple of weeks, we'll announce when it's going to be. And we're going to do a live to tape, or maybe a Facebook Live, but also tape it for the podcast.
Yep.
Really be able to get the people that are out there and the experts. And
you are really going to be surprised just how much fun it is, and just how many people are there, how many vendors are there. You really will be like, wow, I didn't know this existed. You know, that's usually what everyone says the first time out.
Well, I know it exists because, as you could see it from the highway, I mean, it's amazing when you go on the Kennedy there, you're like, wow, look at what's happening there.
Even Palatine, like, wow, I didn't know this exists. I didn't know there were this many vendors or this much cool stuff in here. So,
Aaron in 630 says, Greg and Justin, what do I do to cash in this one-of-a-kind awesome picture of a shirtless MJ? They found a shirtless MJ, or no, they took the picture of a shirtless MJ.
At Elmhurst College,
at Elmhurst College. Not worth anything?
I'm sure it is. Jordan stuff usually has no problem selling. It's just a matter of price.
Softcore
is he
Jordan
in the picture with Jordan, or is it if it's just Jordan, you'll probably make more money. Yeah, right.
It's got a nice filter on it.
Yeah, right.
Sweaty, shirtless Jordan.
Yeah. If he's in the picture, nah, it won't be as high as if it's just Jordan. So
there you go. All right. Well, we'll consider that. There's also a plaque here, a framed 1995-96 Chicago Bulls 72 wins, 10 losses, NBA record. It's the shot of them, the famed team pitcher.
Yeah. I see that quite often. I'm going to guess it's probably in the $75 range, unless it's one of the larger size one, or if it's signed, that makes a difference. So
yeah, it doesn't look like it's
signed. But they're kind of common.
All right, let's keep going. A 1905 Edison crank Victrola in cabinet with approximately 40 glass recordings. A 1905 Edison Victrola. Wow.
That is awesome.
1905.
And, I know. Just the player itself is recently sold for $725, and that's on eBay, where it's a big item to ship and everything, so they probably worked out a local pickup, but it's still got $725 just for the player.
Wow.
I don't know what the glass songs or the rolls or whatever those are, what those go for, but that only would be added on if yours is in good condition or working condition.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right now, that's the leader for the Lou Malnati's Pizza, don't you think?
That
1905 Victrola.
With 40 glass.
I'm waiting personally to when the Victrola sound gets introduced to hip hop. You know, like they'll sample a bunch of different songs and journey. Yeah. Like you've seen like a lot of adult contemporary, maybe some country getting.
Yeah.
Getting repped in a Drake song.
Yeah.
But I want to hear the Victrola.
With a banjo, yeah. What was this song? One hit wonder, My Woman. It was like a Q101 hit.
And that had a
It seemed
Victrola?
Like in the background they had a, like the Victrola sound going on in the background, a sample.
309 says the 1969 Cubs team autographed baseball.
Wow.
1969. That's remember that when that used to be the year that everybody cared about?
Until August?
Not anymore.
Or late
like the 1969 stuff just depreciated drastically when the Cubs won the World Series.
And I'm so grateful because that used to always irritate me. Why are we celebrating losers?
That was a ball, a baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Autographed team baseball. Why are we celebrating? Well, that was the entire Cubs thing, wasn't it? Like they're always celebrating losers.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, you know, the, it's like the, it's like having a shirt that says like the 1987 Bears.
Right.
You know, they were good, but didn't do anything.
Right.
So true. 1969 signed team ball recently sold for $200.
Oh, wow. That's so, way too much money.
I think that was a little high, yeah.
Yeah. I love the 87 Bears.
Mm.
That's my favorite. I wish there was a bunch of 87 Bears stuff. Or like, well, the year before Jort, or before Dick had got fired, there was one year, like maybe in 90 or 89, where they were back. They were like 10-6 or 11-5. And you're like, oh, Lemuel Stinson. And you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, that's the team that, that we should. Wow, I've got a 1990 Bears ball signed by Lemuel Stinson. Oh, 250.
Nice. Very good.
All right. 630 says they got a 1967 Zenith X930. It is a radio. Last week I drove down to Ottawa to check out another radio. The guy John was busy cleaning out his mom and stepdad's house. It was straight out of American Pickers. It's a lot of stress on the poor guy. Anyway, he asked if he had kids. He said yes. He said, don't do this to them. The radio looked in great shape. It worked, so I said I'd take it. He refused payment. He wanted it to go to a good home and not wind up in a dumpster. I will.
Wow.
I have enough, so it's going to a family member or a friend, whoever will use it. Value doesn't matter. But a 1967 Zenith X930 works perfectly.
Okay.
That's a great story. Thanks for sending that in.
And, you know, the problem with a lot of that type of phonographs or radios, they're just so big that people just don't want to move them around, or they end up getting rid of them or donating them. You could try to do consignment where people pick them up.
Yeah,
that's your best option maybe, but I would do just eBay local pickup myself. But I'm trying. I had 69, not 67, so
sorry,
no problem. I am
1967 Zenith X930.
Yeah, I'm not finding any.
Well, what was the 69 one?
Here we go, we got one here. Oh, no, it's an X316, went for $40. Yeah, I'd have to guess. I'm going to say a few hundred dollars, you know, and that, that's again, great. Is going to be a local pickup, but well, do an auction.
He doesn't care. He doesn't want to give it away. He's just telling us a good story, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's just one of those things that's hard to move.
All right. Let's keep going. Okay, we did the crank. I've got it here. Hold on. A baseball signed by 9 or 10 of the Negro League baseball players, including Larry Doby and Buck O'Neill.
Wow.
I have a picture, me and Buck O'Neill. And I, you know, I don't know what I was doing with my ties. Way too long. I'm going very Trump in the ties. It was like a 21-year-old Justin with Buck O'Neill after an interview.
Nice.
And my hair was out of control. And the tie was way too long. It was, I think it was green pants. Like, there's a lot going on that was just wrong at that time.
Obviously, my memory of Larry Doby was the shorts era Sox uniforms in the, what is that, 77?
Yeah.
Was he manager or a coach that year? I think he was a coach. Or he was a manager. He was a manager, right?
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
I should know. I read Joe Knowles' book.
No. Yeah. While signed, Doby is about 40. Buck O'Neill, sadly, about $20 and gets signed memorabilia from either one. Yeah, you'd think it'd be more, but the team thing might go up. But again, you're dealing with a team with all those signatures that makes it hard to verify.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that seems to be where memorabilia is at, right? I mean, a lot of times people have value of things that are signed by other people. And we've done the swap meet for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. It just feels like that almost was always where they go to. Like, that's what people see when they talk about memorabilia, whether or not it's signed.
Yep. And it's one thing to have a sign, but your value is almost better with one signature than the team, because it's easier to verify that signature. And it's almost it's always doubted that the whole team signed whatever it is.
I have signed two things. I've got two things that were signed by celebrities in the last 10 years of my life. You ready for them? Let's see if they're worth anything.
Okay.
One was on a random piece of paper, Gallagher, a comedian.
Did it have, like, stains of watermelon or anything?
No, it's just Gallagher. Oh, man. And I found it the other day when I was going through my stuff. I'm like, oh, Gallagher signed this flyer. So there's Gallagher. And then this one, which I don't have anymore. I don't know where it went. But it's kind of the best signing story of all time. I was at WGN Morning News, and I was a guest on the show for comedy for a Schadenfreude bit there. And if you've been up to the spot, there's a lot of set building and stuff that happens. So there's a lot of random wood, things like that. Well, the show that Schadenfreude was on that day featured in front of us Hacksaw Jim Duggan. If you remember Hacksaw Jim Duggan, he was a wrestler, a WWF wrestler, right? And he had long blonde hair, and he would have this kind of thing where he'd almost do like a, he'd get crazy and he'd do like a goose step, but it went around the ring. But his thing was that he always carried around a 2x4, right? Okay. That was his bit. I don't know what, he's a wood guy, but he'd always have a 2x4. So he smacked a ton of people with a 2x4. And I don't get the bit, and I'm sure someone can explain what the bit was, but that's what he would do. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he was there, and I snuck into the shop area of WGN Morning News up there, right there, Addison and Western, our same company now, and I got a 2x4, and he signed it in marker, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, on the 2x4. That's got to be worth something, right? The fact that that's a double sign. That's like, not only is it a sign, but it's on the actual prop that he would use. And then I promptly lost it. Oh, I mean, man. I don't even think it left the building. I think it was one of those things like, really? You got this stuff on? And we're like, who's got
reused
it?
In
who's
another got prop it?
And
or
now
something.
It's like on Pat Tomasulo's set somewhere. But right. Hacksaw Jim Duggan signing a 2x4 will always be.
Right. Well, first off, the Gallagher, his highest signing item, anything, is $20. But
classic.
The wrestler, his action figures still go for like $250.
See?
You know, so if you had signed, and here's someone who actually had a 2x4 sign, and they got $112
what?
For it.
No!
That would have been a nice dinner for your
please
wife.
Please don't tell me that was.
I hope your wife's Potash. Listening, and I hope she would have 2x4.
That's what it's
going to
be. It's going to be a YouTube thing. Is Larry Potash being like, I've got this 2x4.
They're
going
to find it now. Someone's going to look around.
That's probably the one.
It's probably under a platform somewhere.
Yeah, you know. Or that they sold mine.
Yeah, behind the Bozo Circus set that they still have in all the hallways. Right.
And the last one tonight that ended up 309, Harold Ramis signed Groundhog Day DVD. So Harold Ramis signing a Groundhog Day. That's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, I would. Signed.
Before we go, while Greg's looking, I want to give my props to Larry Doby. I feel he was not honored properly in the segment as being the second African-American after Jackie Robinson to play baseball.
That's correct. We did not mention it. We just mentioned the Sox and the
broke
shorts.
The color barrier in the American League and was the second African-American manager.
And his
after Frank Robinson.
That being said, his autographs were $10-$15.
But Greg Flamm, you know, he played with shorts.
Yeah,
that's my
no, I'm just kidding, Greg.
Preteen years, Comiskey Park. $25 on the Harold Ramis item.
And then Jeff Carlin, our esteemed colleague, who's the producer of the Rokan Show, Dana DeMontes, says he's got a Bulls repeat the three-peat official championship hat.
Hat, okay.
Slightly worn.
Slightly worn.
Slightly worn.
$45.
There you go.
I have the same with the t-shirt, and I can't get $20 for it. So,
Greg Flamm, at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, joins us every week on the Swap Meet. As the download is ending, he is going to move to the Steve Cochran Show with us, and we'll do the Swap Meet in the morning to a whole new audience and to people who listen to this regularly at night. We're excited to do that. That'll be coming up here this summer. Greg, always a pleasure, buddy, and thanks
always.
For being
good
a guest.
Always. Good luck to you guys.
On the show. We appreciate it.